WTAW News. Time is 7:04. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. More than $4 million of construction on the Blinn College campus in Bryan will be administered by a Brenham company. Blinn's Board of Trustees chose Collier Construction for renovating space to add classrooms and more space for additional services and offices. Blinn, which has used Collier on several major projects in Brenham, expects the Bryan campus work to start in March once offices are moved to the Tejas Center. Completion is expected before the start of the fall semester. The College Station School Board continues down the road to a bond issue in November. Board members were asked during last night's meeting to nominate a citizens committee next month. Board President Valerie Yokin asked her colleagues to consider new people. And we're going to see if we can get that audio for you.
Do we need a break?
Not anymore. We've got Board President Valerie Yokin here.
Obviously, we want to be sure that we're, you know, looking at individuals who we feel like would represent all the interests of the children in CSISD.
Members of the Planning for Growth Committee will be named next month, along with hiring an architect for a possible third middle, third intermediate, and 10th elementary school. Bryan police believe the same suspects are involved in two armed robberies at convenience stores. Officer Kelly McKeithen says that's based on what was taken and how the suspects acted when caught on video.
We are asking people to go to the Bryan Police Department's Facebook page or to your website or to the city website and look at both of these videos. If you recognize any of their clothing, their mannerisms, or if you've seen some people who have come into a large quantity of cigarettes, to please contact the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300 or contact Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS.
No one was hurt as 3 to 4 suspects took cash and cigarettes Monday night from the Handy Stop on West William Joel Bryan and last week at Soda Lakes Grocery on San Jacinto. Two College Station police officers received medical treatment for minor injuries sustained during a fight yesterday morning with a man who was later arrested for a pair of recent armed robberies. 20-year-old Gervon Camorto Castro of College Station is accused of the holdups at Chipotle in Northgate and at the Cash Advance America store on Texas. Castro was caught about 3 blocks away from where he jumped off a second-floor apartment balcony at the Zone on Holloman West. College Station police arrested a local man, on a variety of charges following a vehicular and foot chase yesterday morning that began as a traffic stop involving a suspected drunk driver.
Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says when 32-year-old Tyree Newton was awakened in his pickup, he took off from a parking lot at William D. Fitch in the freeway. Minutes later, Newton jumped out of his moving truck at the Barron Road overpass.
When he got to the edge of the overpass, he jumped off a distance of approximately 25 feet to the ground, and then he continued to flee on foot westbound into the Shenandoah subdivision.
Newton's accused of trying to break into one home and gaining access to a second where Flieger says the woman living there was able to force him back outside. Newton's also held for Leon County authorities on a charge of organized criminal activity. During the more than two-hour search, neighborhood residents were informed of developments through a reverse 911 call from dispatchers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News time is 7:08. It's 54 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zornemann Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zornemann Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zornemann Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zornemann Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Before Gergeot, New York was a fashion line, it was one woman's dream. And when she wanted space in the heart of Manhattan, Regis made it happen for a fraction of the cost. With beautifully furnished offices and administrative support staff, Regis gave Gergeot the professional image she wanted and the place to make her life's work a reality. So when you're ready to start your business or take your business to the next level, Regis is there. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES.
Good morning. It's 7:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Patchy fog this morning. Other than that, a cloudy day with the chance of an isolated shower. Temperature 60 to 65. Rain develops tonight, lows 45 to 50. Rain will continue off and on throughout the day tomorrow. Temperatures hold between 45 and 50. More rain tomorrow night, a low of 40. Rain will end as showers on Friday, but it'll stay cloudy. Temperatures Friday afternoon, 45 to 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with men's basketball on the horizon this evening against Missouri at Reed Arena. Former A&M men's tennis standout Austin Krajicek heading to the second round, of the Australian Open. And Inflategate is still all the rage in the NFL. We'll have more on that coming up at about 7:50.
Or is it Deflategate?
Deflategate.
Now, as we know, the NFL is looking into those allegations that the Patriots deflated the football to give themselves an advantage. And again, we're not a sports talk station. We don't pretend to be one. But this guy, Bill Belichick, he's the head football coach at the New England Patriots, is a master at mind games.
Yep.
Does a great job of getting into the other team's head.
Yep.
Story over the weekend about him in the facility, in the New England Patriots facility, he is notorious for stopping players in the hall and saying to them, okay, the guy who you're blocking mostly on Sunday, what college did he go to? And what did he major in?
Whoa!
I mean, apparently this guy, he is a stickler for details. So if, in fact, the balls were not the proper inflation, my thought is that he might have some working knowledge of that. Don't know. But here's the deal.
He's already been caught cheating once.
Yeah, he has. Two scientists say that Deflategate isn't entirely hot air. Anicia Ramirez, who is a material scientist and author of Newton's Football, which is a book about the science of football, which might be kind of interesting, or not.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, but, you know. Anyway, says that deflating the ball does give a team an advantage, particularly during the game, which was very rainy like that one, because the ball's hard to hold and the ball's hard to catch. So making it a little bit softer makes the ball easier to catch. That's what she says. However, underinflating a ball also carries a slight disadvantage. John Eric Goff, who is a physicist at Lynchburg College in Virginia and author of Gold Medal Physics, says if you reduce the mass of the ball, which happens if you let a little bit of air out, the ball can decelerate faster when you throw it. And that means it won't go as far on each throw. On balance, they both agree that grippiness trumps the mass problem.
I hope he meant volume.
Yeah.
Because the mass you let out...
That's true.
The mass of air that you let out is fractions of grams.
Yes, negligible. My thought is, since the game was, what, like 45 to 6 or something like that, it didn't matter.
No, it's all irrelevant, but the thing that's very telling is the one that was still inflated, because they said 11 of 12.
Okay.
I will bet you a dollar to a donut was the kicking ball.
Ah, okay, because you want to be able to
fully inflated.
Absolutely.
And it's just interesting that just one of the balls.
So that means that the ball boys were in on this.
Oh, without question.
There was some sort of a little magic mark on the one that they would use for
the
kicking.
Oh, no, kicker balls are marked.
Oh, okay.
It's that way on any NFL team, because they're not as scuffed up as much.
Okay.
Yeah, I read an entire article about, was it Manning or someone who has, they have game balls, and they like them a certain way, and they play with them a certain number of weeks, and they hate that new shiny glossy one.
We used to take them out in the parking lot. We literally would take the brand new game balls that we knew we'd be playing with in college and go, the quarterbacks would throw them at the ground to get them scuffed up, because you want the more scuffed they are, the better they are to hold on to. They've got that fresh, almost lacquered finish, they suck. They're slippery.
Well, but they miss that new football smell.
No, it still smells like a football when you're done.
Controversy has erupted after a security camera video, by the way, you cannot see the video anymore, they've taken it down, caught a Kentucky school teacher dragging one of her students across the school floor. Hear about this?
What?
According to CNN, the incident took place back in October. The teacher, who is seen in the video dragging the student along the floor, has been identified as Ashley Silas. Ashley was fired by the Brooks Elementary School District in Bullitt County, Kentucky, for her conduct, has now been rehired by the same school to the amazement of parents of the six-year-old child.
Because the union stepped in, I'm betting.
Teacher was rehired after a review panel overturned the school's decision to fire her. In the video, Ashley is seen dragging the six-year-old student, a first grader, along the floor of the school, even as she passes fellow students and teachers. Ashley is seen holding the student using one hand while her other hand seems to be holding onto a cell phone. Silas told folks that she was left with no alternative other than to drag the six-year-old along because his behavior had become disruptive. She claimed that the child was threatening other students in her class and refused to walk on his own. So, she also told the three-member review board the child was, in fact, enjoying the sliding through the hallway, and he had, of course, become the center of attention, a claim now that the six-year-old is refuting. Anyway, was a video on YouTube. It's been pulled. You can't find it. So, I guess we have no answer, really.
Again, more betting on that one, but, yeah. You know.
But I could certainly understand where... You know what? Six-year-old probably would like to be the center of attention.
Oh, sure. And, you know, we're going to play floor mop.
Yeah, be able to do that. So there. New research shows that women and higher-income diners are more likely to use restaurant calorie count information. So if you go into a restaurant and you don't use restaurant calorie information, you're probably a stupid guy who's poor. Okay? Just saying. Because, after all, we worry about that. You know, we look at that information. It's out there. Are they doing that at fast food places? I mean, do they have to put that stuff up there now?
Yeah,
on the menu board?
Yeah, I don't know if they're on the menu board, but they're on boards when you walk in. They're just not part of the... No, they are.
It's a dog-eared piece of cardboard that's sitting somewhere on the counter. Is that it?
Now that
is
I think about it,
looking at it,
I think McDonald's has them up there on the board.
Is that right? Well, okay.
Just calories.
Okay, I've got that. Well, I think we've solved all the problems of the world now. In case you didn't know, here's the reason I think so, is because one of the most challenging aspects of artificial intelligence is teaching a computer how to measure and understand and react to the world around it. Actions that are second nature to a human being must be painstakingly taught to that thing there. And a team at a university in Germany has apparently created a project that turns the concept of real-world robot Al on its head by teaching Mario how to play his own game. Super Mario Brothers now can be played by Mario. He's become self-aware. Why is he still wearing that stupid hat then?
So when he dies, but when he dies, does he die in real life too?
Oh, I never thought about that. Okay, well... That's it. If you walk in and your child's not happy, you may find out that Mario died and, well, you know, can't play that anymore. He is apparently self-aware. That's what they're telling us. You can find a story out there on the internet about it if you care. And by now you have heard of, and I think Kevin did a story on this glitter thing, right? Ship Your Enemies Glitter, the website. Because all the attention and traffic, the founder of the site found himself in a bind and begged folks to stop buying the glitter product. And so his name is Matthew Carpenter. Matthew can rest easy now because his website has sold for more than his asking price. He had posted it on the website for sales site Flippa, and at least as of earlier this morning, had a bid of $70,800. So there you go. Maybe more than that now, but... this is the deal where, what, you sent people an envelope that was overstuffed with glitter and they opened it up and it got everywhere?
Yeah, it was a glitter explosion.
And you have experienced this?
No. Well, I haven't, not necessarily that way, but with an 8-year-old, there's always glitter. And once there's glitter, it never goes away.
There you are.
And there's a harshly worded letter included.
Is that right? Oh, I had no idea. Oh, all
personalized
right.
It a little bit.
Ah, I got you. Okay, all right. 719, new study from Arizona State University says that a city of about 1 million inhabitants flushes $13 million worth of precious metals down its toilet and sewer drains on an annual basis.
What?
$13 million. That's what, hey, excuse me. That may not be the number, but, you know, they came up with a number that was
was high enough so that somebody would look at that and go, what?
Yeah, that's what I did.
And then you'd read the story.
Oh.
Although scientists didn't say whether extracting these metals from the sludge in the sewers is economically feasible.
It isn't.
Yeah. They encouraged us to look at wastewater as a commodity rather than waste. Well, cities look at it as a commodity because you got to pay to get it processed. Just saying. Metals get into wastewater in a variety of ways, from electronics and jewelry manufacture, from mining, from electroplating, industrial catalysts as well. Researchers estimate that globally 360, see, here's another big number for you, 360 tons of gold accumulates in sewage sludge every year.
So they're saying you can polish that turd.
What I'm saying is there's somebody out there right now who's going, Mommy, I want to grow up and go through sludge and look for the 360 million tons of gold that's out there. Hello?
Hey, Scott, are you sure it was a commodity and not a commodity?
Very nice. Very well done. Yes, thank you.
Having done that for a living,
what?
It's amazing what happens.
What?
I worked in wastewater. I was I drove a front loader and cleaned out the drying ponds.
You're pretty happy to have this radio gig.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, every day from here, from that was gravy. It really wasn't that bad a job, but it's astounding because what we would do is shovel all of this shoveling, you know what, out of these detention ponds after they dried out, and they would grow anything. And when you realize what people had eaten, there was watermelon and tomato. The most beautiful watermelons and tomatoes you've ever seen that I would not eat.
That's organic. What are you talking about?
I know it was.
That's
but
organic.
I just couldn't bring myself to do it after shoveling it all day.
But just think about that, all you folks who want to go out there and pay 30% more for the organic vegetables that you're buying. Just remember.
People would come by with pickup trucks and take it for their gardens, and I'm like, nope, just can't do it.
Well, you know, we do that on the auction every year at Channel 15.
But it's not people poo.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
comes from yeah, Brian.
Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's Brian people.
Or it could be people passing through too. But I'm just saying, yeah.
Okay. It's hot.
It's also 7:22. What the hell are we doing talking about that? Yay, wait. According to a new online survey, 30,000 people in 60 countries took the survey. Almost half of the world thinks they're overweight. Well, but probably more of them are just don't think they are, too.
Yeah.
And residents have found that when people in North America commit to changing their diet for weight loss, the most popular way to do it is now to add in more natural and fresh foods. See earlier reference to organic crops. About 60% of people in North America say that's the diet tweak that is really getting it done. It's a major departure from the traditional notion of dieting as deprivation. And though it's still a very popular method for weight loss, cutting fat is even falling out of favor.
Good.
Yes.
Among people in North U.S. America, well, I guess North America, who are changing their diet, about 60% say they are curbing their fatty food intake. But that number was much higher at 73% just 3 years ago. About 60% of the people cutting down on sugar and chocolate. While North Americans are warming up to fat. Yeah.
Bacon!
Warming up to
fat.
Yeah, that's right. That means bacon. They're shutting the carbs and increasing numbers as well. Low-carb, high-fat diets have gained traction among those who are trying to lose weight, jumping up about 23% now. The biggest low-carb fanatics in the world seem to live in Asia and in the Asian Pacific area. So, there you are. By the way, hear about the new Oreos? Not talking about
No.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What new Oreos? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Talk about that a little bit later on.
Oh, come on.
U.S. Marines and DARPA. DARPA's the coolest thing on
earth. Oh, they're so cool.
DARPA's the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Those are the people who just have a whole lot of money, okay? They're the ones who did $6 million man type stuff, okay?
We're going to kill you and you'll never know where it came from.
On the verge of rolling out a 50 caliber sniper bullet that can change directions mid-flight.
Guided?
Yeah, as the target shifts.
This has been worked on for a little while. I've seen the development on this.
It's a DARPA posted a video last summer of the testing, but the new tech is about to be rolled out. That's kind of interesting.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's metal that flexes when it's in mid-flight.
Yep.
Zowies, right?
Yeah, little tail fins on a
bullet. That's kind of cool.
That's essentially what it is.
Think of the ramifications. How many cop movies have you seen?
Oh, yeah. You
stick your hand outside of the car when you're going 50 or more, and that's essentially what it's doing.
Okay, now you see, and we think about it only from defense situations, okay? Especially with American Sniper out there, right? But, I mean, think about if that falls into the wrong hands.
Oh, without question.
You know, now,
and we're not talking about turning corners or anything.
No, no, no.
This is a slight adjustment for laser-guided potentially.
Yeah. Just, again, it can end up being...
And with a 50 cal, you're talking over a mile.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, but you got to have a mile of wire spooled up so that it can talk to it.
Okay, here we go. This is a pretty cool story. He's been nicknamed as the poorest president in the world. He's the president of Uruguay. Prove that he, in fact, has a generous nature. At least, recently he did, when he gave a lift to an unsuspecting hitchhiker, Gerald Acosta.
Mr. President?
Yeah, no, it didn't even happen that way. He stopped for him. Gerald Acosta had been forced to leave his job at a paper mill early and was walking home from work when this good Samaritan pulls over to offer him a lift. The shocked hitchhiker said that he got into the car and then realized it was the president's iconic 1987 blue Volkswagen Beetle. Apparently, this guy's been driving it a long time, and he recognized the elderly couple as the president of the country and his wife. Now, here's what I'm thinking. It's a Volkswagen Beetle. Did he climb in the back? Did he make the first lady lean over so they could pop the seat forward so he could get in the back?
You'd have to.
Guess so.
They didn't make four-door bugs.
The president famously avoided the presidential palace when he took office in 2010, continues to live in a ramshackle farmhouse that's in his wife's name. Yeah. I mean, I know there's some bad things going on in Uruguay. I mean, it's not the most prosperous country in the world, but kind of like a guy who's an everyman, don't you? He's down there with you.
Absolutely.
726.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We'd love to see people happy and successful. Come be a part of our winning team. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, we've been voted the best of the Brazos for 10 years running. If you have a desire to learn tax prep or small business bookkeeping and are seeking full or part-time employment, give us a call, 691-2345, or go to our website, bottomline.biz. Students, recent graduates, or retirees, welcome. At Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us. 691-2345.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. John Allen here to tell you about our Allen Honda VIP program. Allen Honda has been happily serving the Brazos Valley since 1975, and our goal is to provide each customer with the best car buying experience possible. Purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle at Allen Honda and become an Allen Honda VIP customer. 3 years free maintenance, free oil and filter changes, free front end alignment, car washes, and a coupon book for great discounts on accessories and services. Come by or go online today. Allen's got your Honda.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
We all know varicose veins aren't attractive, but did you realize they can be the sign of a larger cardiovascular problem? Here's something you should know. Varicose veins are more than just a cosmetic problem. Early identification of venous insufficiency can prevent painful, unnecessary suffering. Treatment is a non-surgical outpatient procedure. Varicose veins are preventable with basic lifestyle changes, and only a physician can share the true cause of varicose veins. Schedule a free screening, or for more information from the doctors at Brazos Vein Institute, go to brazosvein.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 728, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer, that's Norma G. Tractor. Nobody beats Norma G. Tractor. Here's the weather for you. It's 65 for a high temperature today. Northeasterly winds at about 5 and a 20% chance of rain during the day. Then tonight we have a better chance, 80% chance of some rain with a low of 50. Tomorrow's high will only be 50, and it will rain tomorrow. Then we have a 60% chance of rain on Thursday night, 40% on Friday. And then it starts to clear out a little bit. We'll have some sunshine and 58, they're telling us, for Saturday, and 62 for Sunday with sunshine. Right now it's 54 degrees. No rush today because of content, and he'll be back, we anticipate, tomorrow.
Did you know by age 50... Half of all men have an enlarged prostate. This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Last night's College Station School Board meeting included planning for the next steps towards a bond issue this November. Members of a district-wide planning committee are expected to be named next month. Board member Carol Barrett wanted some people who have previously served.
Seeing what you're saying, the majority need to be new people, but I do think that there's been some people in there in the past where I think of one in particular who really offered throughout, and I'm not saying that she was the other, I'm just saying she was the one who kind of offered some continuity, that history that was nice in there too.
President Valerie Yochin called for some who have not served, along with one or two board members.
Just so that we have personal knowledge of listening to the way things are said, the way the conversation goes, though the summaries give us the factual information. Sometimes you don't pick up on the nuances and how the discussion was processing or progressing or regressing.
The board was also told to plan on selecting an architect next month. Blinn College trustees have chosen a Brenham company to be in charge of more than $4 million of construction on the Bryan campus. Among other things, Collier Construction will administer upgrades to the Student Center and renovate the administration, bookstore, and science buildings, which work will begin in March after on-campus offices are moved to the Tejas Center, which Blinn leased to relocate student support services such as admissions, financial aid, and testing. The on-campus renovation is expected to be completed before the start of the fall semester. Collier, which was chosen from four companies, has been in charge of several major Blinn projects in Brenham, including the Technical Education Center, the Agriculture Complex, a music building, and a residence hall. A Brazos County Sheriff's deputy finding a man passed out in his truck parked in South College Station yesterday morning resulted in a vehicular and foot chase lasting more than 2 hours.
College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says a suspected drunk driver jumped out while his pickup was still in motion. Then he dropped 25 feet from the freeway overpass at Barron Road and ran into the Shenandoah subdivision.
Shortly after 7:15, a resident in the 3900 block of Winfrey reported that a male had forced his way into her residence, but she was able to force him back out and secure her door. Officers responded to that area and found the subject in the backyard of the house next door to this.
32-year-old Tyree Newton of College Station was treated for injuries associated with the fall from the overpass. Newton was arrested on charges that include evading arrest, attempting to enter a home before gaining entry to the second residence, and a Leon County warrant accusing him of organized criminal activity. Flieger says after Newton jumped out of his truck, it rolled to a stop, blocking the northbound lanes of the freeway. That caused a wreck when a semi rear-ended an SUV that had slowed down. Driver of the SUV complained of pain at the scene, while the driver of the semi reported no injuries. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A man accused of injuring two College Station police officers was caught after jumping off a second-floor apartment balcony. 20-year-old Gervon Camorto Castro of College Station, who lives in the zone on Holloman West, is accused of a pair of armed robberies earlier this month at Chipotle in Northgate and at the Cash Advance America store on Texas. Castro was also charged with stealing two pistols from a neighboring apartment complex. The guns were found during the original investigation of a gunshot breaking an apartment window. Castro and the two officers received medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Bryan police report two armed robberies of convenience stores in a five-day period are believed to be connected. Officer Kelly McKeithen says they're reviewing what happened Monday night at the Handy Stop on West William Joel Bryan with last week's holdup at Sodalax Grocery on San Jacinto.
We can't 100% say that they were the same subjects. However, there were some similarities. We do want to remind people that the video for that robbery is posted on our city website as well as our Facebook page. Hopefully with this new video coming out, we can put that one on too. We're asking anyone to view it, to share it, to like it, so that we might be able to get these individuals identified before anything worse happened.
Videos of both robberies, Monday night at Handy Stop on West William Joel Bryan and last week at Sodalax Grocery on San Jacinto, are online at WTAW.com. The inauguration speeches of Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick included their faith. Abbott reflected on becoming paralyzed 30 years ago.
The journey from that Houston hospital to the Texas governorship was possible because of two powerful forces. First is the grace of God.
Patrick used the Bible to recall his campaign.
Proverbs 21:31 says, "The horse is made ready for battle, but victory rests with the Lord." I worked hard for 15 months. But the victory was his.
Photos along with podcasts and texts of the speeches are online at WTAW.com. News time is 7:36. It's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
When was the last time you priced your homeowner's, ranch, business, or car insurance? Call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, and get a free rate quote. At Rollo Insurance, we are a local independent agency that writes with national companies that you know, including Travelers, Safeco, Allstate, Progressive, MetLife, Germania, and more. Farms, motorcycles, small business, we can insure them all. Quit spending too much money on insurance and call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, at 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Good morning, it's 7:38 at Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyard and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in peaceful, natural settings in South College Station. That's Peach Creek Vineyards. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com. Here's the weather.
We have a decent round of rain headed our way. We'll be cloudy today. There'll be some patchy fog this morning. Could see an isolated shower, high 60 to 65. Rain moves in tonight, lows 45 to 50. Rainy tomorrow will hold between 45 and 50. Rain tomorrow night, temperatures near 40. The rain will end as a few showers on Friday. Highs Friday afternoon between 45 and 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They're better defensively.
That's Coach Kennedy talking about Missouri Tigers, who are in town today for an SEC matchup at Reed Arena this evening. We'll have more on that, plus an Aggie going into the next round of the Australian Open, and Deflategate with the NFL is still going strong. Well, that and more in sports in about 11 minutes.
Remind folks, that's the 6 o'clock tip-off tonight, right, with Missouri?
Yes, sir.
Right, okay. 7:39, Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning, Bill.
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Well, let's talk about the State of the Union address. Where'd you sit last night?
Well, I said if you were standing where the president was standing, I was about the 10 o'clock position toward the back of the far left-hand section. Okay. So
you didn't get a chance to race to the aisle to shake his hand, huh?
No, you know, I haven't been one of the aisle hoggers over the last few years.
I got you. Anybody special sitting in the gallery or with you?
No, not this time. I had my son sitting in the gallery using my gallery pass. And so, of course, he's special, I think. But in terms of...
anybody within the constituency. Gotcha. All right. Well, all right, let me get your assessment of what you heard last night.
Well, it's interesting. I've only been there a short period of time, but this was my fifth State of the Union to sit through, and it was really sort of a paint-by-numbers type of approach to the State of the Union. The first thing the president did is he talked about how great the economy is. Then, he took credit for it. Then, C, he proposed a bunch of new government programs. And then, D, he proposed new taxes to pay for those programs. Then the second thing he did is he went to foreign policy. He talked about how great and peaceful everything around the world is. He took credit for causing peace in the world. And then he asked Congress to do two things. One is to butt out, and then two, for more authority. The third thing he did is he talked about climate change, ending the world as we know it. And the fourth thing he did is that he reached out and said, I'm willing to work with Congress, but then he threatened us with vetoes on everything that we're working on. And so that's sort of the paint-by-numbers approach to the State of the Union. And I think it fell pretty flat with hardworking American families that are still struggling under the Obama economy.
Yeah, we talked about this morning. I didn't watch it. He was sitting in front of a hostile body, obviously, with the Republicans holding majorities in both the House and the Senate.
Let me push back. I don't think it was hostile. I just don't think that his approach resonated, particularly that he kept sticking his finger in our eye.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I just don't think he had a very good approach to. He talks about a tone of civility, and then he was bragging about how he won two elections. So
now, coming out of this, where could you find common ground with this man today?
Well, there are a couple of areas. On trade policy, I think we can find some common ground. The president never talked about tax reform really in any depth, but I think there might be a way to talk about tax reform. He only wants to do corporate tax reform. We, as the conservatives in the Congress, want to talk about tax reform for individuals as well as corporations in order to get it right. So that's an area. He did ask for a new authorization for military force to fight the Islamic State. I think we can do that. He's not going to like what we do, though, because we're going to be very prescriptive in terms of what he can and cannot do, because he has not done a good job. And I don't think we can continue to allow him to use the same failed approaches for his foreign policy that he's used so far. So I think there was some common ground in those three areas.
Give us a sense then, back from the days when Neil Bortz was on and would talk that why don't we come up with some sort of a consumption type tax? I mean, as we talk about doing things to make the tax code less complicated, can we really talk about the idea that there might be a future for something like a consumption tax?
Well, I think it's possible. I don't think the timing is right. And so one of the things we as the Republican Study Committee are proposing, as you remember, I chair the RSC, we're proposing a bill to sunset the IRS and to say, okay, after, let's say, 5 to 7 years, the IRS goes away. And what that does, if we can do that, A, it's an agency that nobody likes, but B, and so we get rid of it. But B, it sort of puts a time clock and a time period during which Congress and the American people need to have an in-depth discussion as to what the tax code should look like. And so if I had my druthers, I'm more leaning toward a fair tax to replace the income tax. And again, it's to replace, not to be, an additional tax. But I think if we use the fair tax, it's agnostic as to industry. It's agnostic as to consumption. And I think it treats everybody fairly, and you can do it in such a way where it's not regressive to lower-income families. And so I think if we do that, we'll have a lot better approach. It covers all parts of the economy, even the underground economy, and it also is very inexpensive to collect it, and you don't have a bunch of bureaucrats that can go target you for your beliefs.
You know, it's very interesting. We're just noticing that the IRS said last week that due to the cuts that Congress has levied on them, they won't be able to answer nearly as many taxpayer questions on the phone this year. I thought the timing of that was rather interesting.
Well, of course, but I guarantee you, taxpayers would be better off not asking the IRS for tax questions, because I think the statistics we read are that 70% of the time the IRS gets it wrong.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know.
David.
And the other thing is, I just kind of say, wah, wah, wah. Yeah. You know, if you hadn't been such an egregious behaving agency in the past, this would not have been a problem. The other thing, too, is you got to remember, the IRS was going to be used as the enforcer for Obamacare, and they wanted about 16,000 new agents, and that has never happened, nor will it happen, as long as you've got folks like me in Congress.
Bill Floor is joining us today. David Frum, writing in The Atlantic, had an interesting theory on the president's State of the Union. I'd like to get your thought on it. He believes that mentioning a whole lot of things that won't really happen, not free community college, at least in the next 2 years, no cash grants for the middle class, no heavy tax increases on upper income earners. He says he's trying to generate some energy on the liberal base of the Democratic Party, and that would make it tough for Hillary Clinton to get the presidential nomination.
I don't know. Well, let me say this. I know that it generates a lot of passion among the left, because they love big government programs, and they love many more taxes to pay for it, and they love to engage in policies to divide America into income groups and racial groups and so forth. I don't think that but beyond that, I don't know if it makes it tougher for Hillary or easier for Hillary. I'll tell you this. In my view, Hillary is fairly left-leaning. Maybe not as much as Elizabeth Warren, but she's fairly left-leaning. So my guess is that Hillary would subscribe to all the policies that the president laid out. So I don't know that it makes it any easier or any tougher for her to become the Democratic nominee.
It'll be interesting. Now, I think last week you were headed off to a Republican retreat in Pennsylvania. Kind of give us an overview of how that went.
Well, for the first time in 10 years, we had a Republican. We had all our senators, well, almost all of our senators, except for a couple that are running for president, and we had virtually all of the House Republicans together in one place. And we were able to have some in-depth policy discussions and to talk about how aggressive the House intends to be in terms of pushing forward conservative free market solutions. And then the Senate sort of pushing back and saying, yeah, you know, we'll do the best we can, but we don't have 60 votes, so kind of reset your expectations. But at least we got to have the discussion, and we could look each other in the eye in terms of looking at our fellow Republicans, and then looking over in to our folks in the other chamber in the Senate, and trying to come to common solutions to move forward. I thought it was a good retreat, and it was great to have our senators there to visit with.
Bill Floor is joining us from D.C. What's on the agenda this week for the House?
Well, two things. We've got a shortened week this week because of the State of the Union, the way it interrupted our legislative activity last night. But two big bills this week. The first one is a pipeline regulatory reform bill, which will help us to speed the approval process and review process for pipelines. The second one, and probably the more impactful one, is Pain Capable Child Act, which prevents the killing of unborn children after 5 months of pregnancy. That should be on the floor tomorrow, and it's done in connection with March for Life. We've got a huge rally with hundreds of thousands of people up here this week from all over America that are pro-life, and so it coincides with that march.
Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners, as always, continue prayer for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zornemann Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zornemann Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zornemann Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zornemann Flooring, now open
open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Survival of the fittest has been used to describe the way our world works. But in the 21st century, it's become the survival of the fastest. For all its benefits, the speed of our lives may be costing us more than we know. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The television show Frontier House asked a simple question. Could 21st century Americans survive in a 19th century environment? Well, the participants spent 5 months living with only the amenities of a typical family in the 1800s. One of the show's conclusions was that our current fast pace of life has weakened our values. In the final episode, one participant, reflecting on the speed of modern society, said, "It's an unnatural life the 21st century offers. Our principles, our ideals, our morals, they're all for sale." In other words, the speed of life challenges our ability to stand firm on our principles. So because of that stress, many people compromise their values to make life easier or to get ahead. Of course, none of us can choose the century we live in, but we can learn to manage our lives better. To do that, we need to live according to our values, not consider them an afterthought. After all, the world isn't going to slow down, so be careful that it doesn't strip you of your principles. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:52. A&M men's basketball is at Reed Arena tonight against Missouri. The guys are coming off two big wins, one against Mississippi State and the other against LSU. Both were slow starts with strong finishes, and senior guard Jordan Green addressed the lethargic starting Aggies.
Well, we wouldn't be a both-half team. That's what we're getting at, but like I said, again, time and time, we got to play hard and just follow the scout report. So, I mean, what we did was we just locked in. You know, we knew how LSU was going to play. So we just followed our plan that Coach drew up, and, you know, we just play hard.
Looking ahead to Mizzou, Coach Kennedy said the Tigers look a little different this year than they did last.
They're better defensively. You know, they may not have some of the maturity or the talent that they had the last year or two with the skilled guards, the guys that could score at a high clip, but as a team, they're better defensively. Johnny Williams hurt us last year, and he's having a good year again this year.
Pre-game is at 5:30. The tip-off is at 6, and it's on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Former Texas A&M men's tennis All-American Austin Krajicek advanced to the second round of the Australian Open's doubles draw yesterday, defeating the tournament's third-seeded duo in three sets. Aggie freshman Brock Benetti was named the SEC Freshman of the Week in swimming and diving and was instrumental in the Aggies' 132-104 win over longtime rival SMU last Saturday with an individual and relay first-place finish. And the controversy that just won't go away, Deflategate. The NFL says the investigation into whether the New England Patriots used underdeflated footballs in the AFC Championship game is ongoing, following a report Tuesday that claimed the league found 11 balls that were not properly inflated. Devin McCourtney, a defensive back for New England, said head coach Bill Belichick had better things to do before the game than mess with the footballs.
There's a bag full of footballs for every game, so I don't know who's in charge of it. I'm sure Bill's not in pregame doing the footballs. You know, I'm sure he's kind of focused on game plan and stuff like that.
ESPN cited an anonymous league source saying 11 of the Patriots' 12 allotted game footballs were underinflated by 2 pounds. The network did not say how that occurred. Gary Kubiak made it official yesterday and was introduced as the 15th head coach for the Denver Broncos. He said he was prepared to remain in Baltimore as their offensive coordinator after turning down opportunities to interview for 2 other head coaching jobs, but changed his mind after hearing from Broncos president John Elway. Here's part of Kubiak's acceptance.
I do understand the expectations of this organization, and that's why I love it so much. The job that Joe and John do in building this team is for one reason, and one reason only, and that's to win a championship. I was part of the last one, and I want to do that again.
The Houston Astros have worked out a 1-year, $8 million contract with free agent Kobe Rasmus. The outfielder hit .225 with 18 homers and 40 RBIs in 104 games for Toronto last season, including 80 starts. He comes to the Astros one day after the team shipped center fielder Dexter Fowler to the Cubbies. In the NHL, Tuukka Rask made 36 saves to leave the Boston Bruins past the Dallas Stars 3-1. Kari Lehtinen made 24 saves for Dallas. Now, the Stars failed to score on any of their 6 power plays, but have managed to rattle off 5 of the last 6, and head coach Lindy Ruff likes what he saw even in the loss.
We play this type of hockey, we're going to win more than we lose. We're going the right direction. You know, when you can put teams like Winnipeg, who's really been going good, put them at bay the way we did and really get Boston on the heels for a good period of time. You know, I thought our 3 kills there early in the first were good kills for us, and we just didn't get it done. That's the part that stings right now.
In the NBA,
here comes Manu up-tempo 3-on-2. Bounce pass to Leonard, who cuts it inside and lays it up and in.
That was 2 of Kawhi Leonard's 17 points. He also had 15 rebounds, and the Spurs won their 4th in a row by beating the Nuggets 109-99. The Spurs beat the Nuggets for the 5th straight time. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean. But only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
We at FiberMax know that when it comes to having a successful and profitable cotton growing operation, every detail matters. But don't just take our word for it. Let's hear what FiberMax cotton growers have to say.
My name is Walker McNair. I farm near Clarendon, Texas. We have about 700 acres of irrigated cotton and a few hundred acres of dry land. Most of our irrigation is center pivot irrigation. This year was our first year to use the new FiberMax 2334 GLT variety. It's been our best yielding variety so far with about 1,700 pounds per acre. We've been impressed with its tolerance to verticillium wilt. It has even outperformed our FiberMax 2484 variety, which in the past has been the best variety for us. And we're excited about using it in the future.
FiberMax, for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It's a couple of minutes before 8 o'clock. All right, here we go. See if you're on this list. This is the list of the most common passwords. It's out again. Surprise, pretty much the same as last year.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, busy. You know, people are busy, which means people are lazy. And they use combinations like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 as their idea of a complicated password. The sequence of numbers, etc., among the top 10, and it's pretty easy, obviously, for hackers to pick that stuff out. Splash Data says the password also comes in, the word password also comes in at number 2. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then password, then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, number 5 is QWERTY. Number six is all those numbers out to zero. Number eight, baseball. Number nine, dragon. Number 10, football. Other common passwords. Monkey. Let me in.
Monkey?
Monkey. I don't know. Let me in. Mustang. Access. Shadow. Master. Superman. Batman. Trust no one. If you made that list, you need to make a change.
And don't say your password on the air because Patrick will change it on you.
Yeah. Well, again, when the guys on the radio start mentioning my password, it's time to move on. Microsoft reportedly will announce Windows 10 in a rollout this morning at 11 o'clock out in Redmond, Washington.
And Scott is very sad.
Well, just makes me one more generation farther back. Yeah, anyway, they'll roll it out later on this year, but the announcement's going to be made today, and we'll see. Anyhow, going to get some rain pretty soon. Later on today, 100% chance tomorrow, and it's going to get a little bit cooler. 56 right now. We'll talk to Charles Swertner after 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station Broadcast.